7 best places to live in Montana. It's not a secret that Montana is one of the most beautiful states in the United States. The Big Sky Country is the home of some natural wonders such as the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains. In fact, the majority of the 147,000 square miles of Montana offer exquisite wildlife and unadulterated terrains. Here you can satisfy your insatiable need for outdoor wonders. Of course, Montana isn't limited to this. The economy in this state is quite doing good. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, most cities and towns in this area were able to bounce back. Job opportunities are pretty vast here. Industries and markets are flourishing in Montana, and it's expected that it will see even more growth. Interestingly enough, Montana is home to more than just a million. In short, the state isn't that populated, despite being an expansive area in the United States. But its capital, Helena, can still give you superb metropolitan living standards. Hello everyone, this is Anne from Pack & Go. In this video, I'm going to list down all the best places to live in Montana. And if you're considering a big move to this state, you should watch this video till the end. Let's get started. Number 7, Billings. The city of Billings is located in the southern portion of Montana. Many consider it as a hiker's heaven, given that it provides a plethora of hiking trails. I really recommend that you check out Zimmerman Park, Four Dances Trailhead, and Phillips Park. These are some of the best hikes that can suit both amateur and seasoned outdoor enthusiasts. However, keep in mind that Billings is one of the biggest when it comes to population. This city that is tucked in Yellowstone County has a current population size of 109,000. Hence, it is much more of a city than a suburban community. Many people flock here because of its affordable property values. Its median home value is just $221,000. So that's something that you should seriously consider. It also offers a plethora of top-performing elementary and secondary public schools, such as the Central Heights School and Canyon Creek Junior High School. People who are still planning to start a family will find these educational amenities suitable to their needs. Retirees and young families often come to Billings because of its pleasant living standards. It also offers a myriad of economic opportunities and fuss-free commuting options. 6. Dillon. With its impressive outdoor attractions and affluent history, it's not a surprise anymore if Dillon is always touted as one of the best places to live in Montana. Both retirees and families can enjoy its low cost of living, affordable housing, and safe neighborhoods. Home to just 4,200 residents as of 2021, Dillon is situated within Beaverhead County. Similar to other towns and cities here, this place offers an idyllic suburban feel. Many people have their own homes, as the median home value is just $163,000. Property rentals here are affordable as well. Specifically, its median rent cost is just $630, which is significantly lower than the national average of $1,000. Of course, you could always tackle these costs, given that the place has a median household income of $32,000. The public schools serving Dillon aren't that shabby either. For instance, the Parkview School, Dillon Middle School, and Beaverhead County High School are known for the quality of educational provisions they give. Dillon is known for the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, which is one of the largest natural preserves throughout Montana. 5. Missoula. It's such a waste if you don't include Missoula in your selection. This place has been a favorite of many Montana locals and tourists alike because of its exceptional suburban existence within the state's expansive landscape. In fact, the spectacular Mount Jumbo is just near Missoula. Outdoor adventurers would certainly enjoy wild and unforgettable excursions here. But that's not the only outdoor adventure you can do here. It has the Bitterroot River, which is a popular waterway and fishing destination in the area. For those who enjoy skiing, you should proceed to Snow Bowl. Meanwhile, those who love to explore Montana's history should head to the Historical Museum of Fort Missoula, Montana Natural History Center, and Missoula Art Museum. Of course, there are other things that you will love about Missoula. It has premier public schools, which are the ideal amenities that many parents are searching for these days. It is a suitable place to start and raise a family because of its affordable living standards. Buying a home here isn't that difficult either. Its median home value sits at $279,000. Meanwhile, Missoula's median household income is lower than the national average, around $47,000 as of 2021. 4. Four Corners. Four Corners has always been considered one of the best places to live in Montana. This town is a quaint suburban community lying within Highway 191. Hence, people here have instant access to their neighboring cities and towns. Commuting isn't a problem here, as you can explore the place via bicycle or on your feet. It's also not a populated place. The number of people residing here is just over 5,000 as of 2021. One of the reasons for that is its slightly expensive property cost. Its median home value is almost $400,000, while its median rental cost is $1,100. Despite these figures, the majority of its residents still have their own homes. According to Nietzsche, Four Corners is the best place to raise a family in Montana. After all, the place is generally safe. Furthermore, it has exceptional public schools that are recognized throughout the entire state. The Bozeman High School and Monfortin Elementary School are constantly producing top-caliber graduates yearly. Economic opportunities in Four Corners are flourishing too. To prove that, the town has one of the highest median household incomes in the entire state of Montana, around $81,000 in 2021. And just because it's a quiet place doesn't mean that living in Four Corners is boring. There's lots of outdoor activities that you can do here. The Montana Alpine Guides, Big Boys Toys, DG House, and Yellowstone Glacier Adventures will give you a taste of fun and adventure. 3. Whitefish. Another residential wonder in Montana that you should consider is Whitefish. Home to only 7,000 people, Whitefish provides a sparsely suburban feel, which is a desirable trait for many people. The entire place has a friendly and cordial atmosphere. The prevalence of crime is indeed minimal in this area, making it one of the safest to live throughout the entire state of Montana. Whitefish is not just a dream residential destination. It's also a favorite tourist destination during the holiday season. One of its tourism magnets is the fact that it serves as a gateway to the Rocky Mountains. Hence, if you're an outdoor enthusiast who loves to trail and hike during your free time, Whitefish is an ideal place to settle in. Meanwhile, its median home value isn't cheap. Decent family homes have a starting price of $364,000, while the average monthly rent cost sits at $1,000. But since Whitefish offers various economic opportunities, many people still want to reside here. In fact, it ranks second in Nietzsche's list of best places for young professionals in Montana. Aside from its high-quality public schools, Whitefish also provides several recreational sites. You can head to the Whitefish Lake, Whitefish Mountain Resort, City Beach, Whitefish Legacy Partners, and the ever-famous Whitefish Lake State Park. 2. Helena. The town of Helena has a population size of 32,000. It's situated within Lewis and Clark County and has been prided as one of the best places to live in Montana. It's the capital of the state, but surprisingly provides a unique suburban feel. Many of the residents here have their own home, given that it has a moderate median home value of $244,000. You can also opt to rent here, given that the median rent is just $800. There's always something to do in Helena. Bars, restaurants, and coffee shops are widely available in the place. There are also other attractions such as the Holter Museum of Art, Original Governor's Mansion, Montana Historical Society, and Exploration Works. During the regular days, Helena offers beautiful and endearing scenery. You and your family can visit Prickly Pear Creek and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere there. The living standards in Helena are pretty decent. The median household income in this area already reached $61,000 in 2021. Prices of basic commodities are also really affordable, which is desirable for anyone who wants to remain frugal. And while the amenities in Helena aren't that complete and comprehensive, residents still feel high satisfaction in their stay here. 1. Bozeman. In Montana, there's no place that can beat Bozeman. It's the best the state can offer. With a population of around 45,000, Bozeman provides a mixture of a prosperous city and well-preserved natural scenery. Here, you'll be able to witness the panoramic grandeur that the Rocky Mountains displays. If that's enough, then you simply have to wander around. Tree groves and green spaces will welcome you wherever you go. Despite the idyllic nature of Bozeman, it's still a great place to start a family. It has some of the best public schools in the state. Its crime rate is pretty low, which means that your life here will be mostly trouble-free. However, keep in mind that its median home value sits at $365,000, which is significantly higher than 2021's national average of $217,500. Hence, it's not a surprise that people tend to rent here. Meanwhile, its median household income is $55,500. Fortunately, its cost of living is definitely desirable. There are a lot of things to see in Bozeman, such as the Museum of the Rockies, the American Computer and Robotics Museum, and the Gallatin History Museum. And that completes our list. Subscribe and turn on notifications so you'll never miss out on any of my videos. I'll see you next time. Take care and stay safe.